Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 19th, 2008. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. For regular listeners, we always share this for the sake of those that may be coming along for the first time. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and these are messages that we prepare each weekday morning. Today's message was prepared with a kind of a nasty rain right outside of our window all morning long. But thankfully, it's nice and dry and warm inside our home. Today's message is titled, This Thing. Listen to the scripture text as Brooksine shares from Luke 2, verse 15.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
When the extraordinary news event is discovered in our generation, the paparazzi, camera crews, and journalists of all the network affiliates and major magazine outlets go into stat mode, racing to be the first to report. No expense will be spared in an attempt to bolster the ratings for the television networks, the newspapers, or magazines.
Well, I can picture it now in my mind. Here it is. Coming to you live in the little town of Bethlehem, you're hearing it first at WXLV. The camera zooms in to feature an infant newly born to very ordinary people. He is lying in a feeding trough as his mother is resting from her long, demanding journey and subsequent delivery of her firstborn.
But of course, that is now. And our story took place when fresh news spread only by word of mouth or through an angelic visitor. The very first recipients of the message of the birth of Christ were a group of shepherds. They were blessed with an inspired announcement from a single angel, who was later joined by a heavenly host of angels who praised God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests, was their message.
The shepherds received this message as directly from the Lord and responded by promptly going to Bethlehem. Two bland, non-descriptive words in the text intrigue us this morning as we prepare this message. The shepherds, surely in a state of wonderment and perplexity, called the blessed event, this thing. Thus, the very first human designation for Christmas is this thing.
The shepherds were blessed to receive this unexpected announcement from extraordinary beings, yet they cannot fully picture in their minds just what to expect or the right words to describe this historic event. Well, God did not require statesmen to be out in the field with the shepherds so that they could eloquently describe this incredible moment in history.
Well, today, we thank God for this thing which the shepherds went to see. The Holy Son of God came as a baby, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That's the redeeming message we must continue to focus on. Some are hesitant to witness to others about Christ for fear that their message might not be delivered as eloquently as a preacher or gifted speaker. The words we speak are important, but the lives we live may have even more meaning when we share of Christ's redeeming work in the hearts of his creation.
Today I end the devotional portion before Brooksine prayers with the words of a song that come to mind, and you may have heard it. In fact, we have a beautiful instrumental version posted on our site today. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. Be thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone, by thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Let us all pray together. Father, we're so thankful for Jesus, whose infant birth took place in a smelly stable, and whose bed was a feeding trough padded with stubbly straw and hay. It was certainly not a welcome setting for the infant-born king, but we can now see the stable as a composite of this unwelcoming world toward King Jesus. We're so glad that he was willing to come to earth, though he would be rejected by the majority. Yet we gratefully number among the many who receive him as our personal Savior. We thank you that he came to deliver us from our fears and release us from our sins. Through your own eternal spirit, rule in our hearts today and raise us to your glorious throne on your appointed day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksie, for sharing our prayer today. Thank you, podcast listener, for listening. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. That's where we post this message along with all the other supplemental materials, and we have quite a few today. We have several pictures of our experience yesterday, some from last night when our choir shared our musical at a local assisted living center. A picture of a friend I saw at work yesterday that practically every day rides his Harley-Davidson to work. His name's Bruce. We also have today a picture of us up with our annual Christmas letter. We know our readers, some of them anyway, like to read about us. And we have a letter that we have, of course, especially prepared for family and friends. But, hey, we have the ability to post it for all to read. And that will be ready, and it will be available as a link. You'll see the picture on the main site today, but the full Christmas letter will just be a link away. We also have a couple of suggested songs today, both instrumental. One was that song we quoted from, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And another is a really beautiful rendition of Away in a Manger. Some type of sound like a steel guitar. I'm not sure it was a regular guitar, but I thought it was really pretty. Both were instrumental again. Well, thanks for joining us today. May you have a blessed day, a blessed Christmas season. Regardless of when you listen to this, may you indeed receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior.